Metlakatla is the one place in Alaska that is Indian country, an actual reservation on Annett Island. And as Ed Schoenfeld of Coast Alaska explains, Metlakatla has had to prove that it manages its own salmon fishery sustainably because the state is not really in charge of it. So the village's fish did not qualify as sustainable for European markets.
Metlakatla is an Indian reservation, and its tribal government controls fishing within 3,000 feet of its shores. Its fisheries used to be included in the Marine Stewardship Council's certification of Alaska waters, but a few years ago, that changed. Carrie Coughlin is the council's regional director.
When it became clear that the Metlakatla fishery was the only small part of the Alaska salmon fishery that's not managed by ADF&G, then it became clear that they couldn't be covered under the certificate because the management of the Metlakatla fishery had not been assessed.
So community leaders decided to pursue their own certification. Jeff Moran runs Metlakatla's Department of Fish and Wildlife.
We had certain markets that we had been selling fish to that came back and said, well, you know, we won't be able to buy your fish unless you are certified. So, I mean, that was one of the primary factors that drove us to seek certification. But then once more we started looking into it, the more it became obvious that it seemed like the right thing to do.
Metlakatla hired Scientific Certification Systems of California to handle the review process. Coughlin of the London-based Stewardship Council says it's lengthy and detailed.
There are 31 different scoring indicators in the MSC standard under three different principles around sustainability of the stock and the impact on the marine ecosystem and the ongoing management of the fisheries.
Metlakatla's Moran says the community already followed many of the required practices. He says it's been managing its own fisheries for decades.
It's been pretty tried and true in our eyes.
The council certified Metlakatla's pink coho chum and king salmon fisheries earlier this summer. That will maintain European markets that require proof of sustainability. Moran says that's important to the 50 to 70 gill netters and 10 to 15 seiners working out of Metlakatla.
A very, very significant percentage of the community rely very, very heavily on fisheries. And then on top of that, we also have our own processing plant.
Marine Stewardship Council staff traveled to Metlakatla to celebrate certification in late August. But that's not all that has to be done. Coughlin says the review process recommended some changes that will help make the fisheries even more sustainable.
The rebuilding strategy, the sampling programs, monitoring and reporting, those would be some areas where they passed, but the certifier flagged them as room for improvement.
But she says overall, Metlakatla meets the standards, and that should help maintain, if not expand, its markets. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.